Welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting. In this episode, attorney Jeff Murphy answers the question, how does Florida define a permanent injury?
That's a great question. One of the most important things that a client needs to understand is what damages are recoverable if they are injured in an accident. And if you are injured in a slip and fall or any other type of an accident that is not an auto accident, then you can generally recover for pain and suffering. However, in Florida, if you are involved in an automobile accident, obviously you're entitled to recover for lost wages, for missed time from work, medical bills in the past and in the future, damage to your vehicle, and things like that. But if you're involved in an auto accident in Florida, you can only recover for your pain and suffering, which is your mental or emotional pain of having to go through the injuries that you've suffered. You can only get those kinds of damages if you have what's called a permanent injury. And it can sometimes be difficult to figure out what your pain and suffering damages are. There's no book you can look into. There's no calculation you can do. It's not like adding up your medical bills and easily figuring out what your damages are. You need to contact an experienced personal injury attorney to get an answer to that question, because a lawyer with experience going to trial can tell you, in his opinion and his experience, what a jury is most likely to do with your pain and suffering damages. Now, you may be asking, okay, well, what is a permanent injury? How can I prove that I have a permanent injury so that I can get my pain and suffering damages? And in Florida, it's a permanent injury is defined by statute. And the statute defines it as a significant or permanent loss of a bodily function, permanent disfigurement or scarring. So if you have some sort of scars on your body, then that's considered permanent. Or you have suffered some sort of permanent disability. You lost your eyesight, you lost your hearing, something like that. Or a loved one has passed away, then that's obviously considered a permanent injury. So simple ones are, again, if you lose your vision or you lose your hearing, if you have a fracture, if you have to have some sort of surgery, then you're going to have scarring. If you have damage, permanent damage to the ligaments or tendons in your body, then a jury could find you have a permanent injury. So even with something like whiplash, if that results in a herniated disc in your spine or in your back or your neck, then obviously that's a permanent injury. If you have whiplash, that could go either way. A jury could find that your whiplash, your soft tissue injuries are not permanent, or they could find that you're permanent. We have argued successfully to many juries that when you have whiplash, you basically have a stretching of the tendons and ligaments in your neck or your back, where they have stretched beyond their normal limits. And as a result of that, there's scar tissue. And there is often permanent pain as a result of those injuries. So you can even prove that you have a permanent injury and recover for pain and suffering if you have soft tissue damages or whiplash type injuries. So again, I highly recommend, in order to determine whether or not you have a claim for pain and suffering, that you contact an experienced personal injury attorney in Florida to get answers to all of your questions and help prove your case.